Chapter 9. Pauline's Money. Pauline and Petrova each got £3 a week for their parts in A Midsummer Night's Dream. "Sylvia," said Pauline one day, "I want to give you more money and keep a little for me too. I want to go to theatres sometimes and watch other performances."
"Theatre tickets are a stupid thing to buy," said Petrova. "I'd like lots of books."
"Of course you can have a little money, Pauline," said Sylvia. "But I don't want any more for the house. You can keep that money in the bank."
"I don't want to put any more money in the bank," shouted Pauline.
"It's important for a child to have money in the bank," said Sylvia.
"But I'm not a child," said Pauline. "I'm 14 now. I made that money and I'd like us all to have some of it now."
Posy looked at Sylvia.
"That's a good plan," she said.
"I like it too," said Nana. "Pauline is very good at acting. Maybe she'll make a lot of money one day. Maybe she won't need all of that money in the bank."
6 weeks later, A Midsummer Night's Dream finished, and Pauline got a big part in a different Shakespeare performance. Everyone loved her in it. One day, a man asked Pauline to audition for a part in a film about Charles II. Mr. Simpson drove Sylvia and Pauline to a big building outside London. Pauline had to act in front of lots of cameras, and it was very strange. Many months later, Pauline got a letter about the film. She got the part. The film people paid her £10 a day. Acting in front of cameras was very different to acting in the theatre. Pauline learned quickly, but she liked acting in the theatre better.